And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. When I read State GOP Chairman Claude Pope's press release about my friend and WCHL colleague D.G. Martin's column entitled Egypt, Nazi Germany, and North Carolina, I knew immediately that D.G. needed to apologize. Yes, he needed to apologize for writing a column that some people couldn't read and distinguish between the fact that comparing a behavioral tactic by Nazis in Germany and a behavioral tactic by a modern political party is not calling that party Nazis. So why would the chairman of the state GOP send out a press release calling on UNCTV to pull Martin's public television show, even though the column was a print opinion piece and never aired on UNCTV? Short answer, politics. Politics today seems to require that one looks for any and all opportunities to make something out of nothing because they realize that there are a significant number of people who will buy in and carry the not-so-hidden agenda forward. Of course, that agenda is to make the other side sound dangerous, if not downright evil. If you want to see how well that strategy worked, just look at the WRAL.com article on the incident and the over 250 comments. Many of them are filled with venom and hate, and angry that Martin expressed his views on UNCTV. Others go off on other wild tangents, clearly not reading the article carefully enough to understand where the column actually appeared and what it actually said. Are the blogs on the internet sites going to reflect how we communicate and discuss important issues of our day? Well, this dust-up suggests that for some, it is, because folks, we have a serious problem communicating. So what are we going to do about it? Suggestions are welcome. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.